so this is us. That's we've just got back from the pub. Right. It's like 12:30 here, and what a day. What a day. We met Adam Christensen.
Howdy.
And Paul told us a story about his daughter, which we're going to keep for one of the shows, because it is awesome. It is
when she's about 18 or something.
It's the perfect autocorrect story. We had a great day. Twit was great. The studio was brilliant. Learned so much. Talked to all the techs there. Burke was brilliant. And Jammer. And we learned loads and loads about the line. The lighting is beautiful, I got to say.
Yeah.
It was absolutely stunning. Everything was really, really cool. Really nice welcome. The pivoting desk, the control desk as well, was really brilliant.
The turret was really good. Yeah.
Chad was great. Had a good old chat with Chad. Got some pictures on the Minecraft set. And, of course, Jason Howell. We went out for lunch with Jason. Jason was absolutely brilliant. Really, really cool. And then we drove back, and we've been drinking in 21st Amendment Brewery since we got back. We played Cards Against Humanity, which Paul bought about two rounds in of eBay, I'm guessing, or Amazon.
I found it on Amazon.
And that was great.
Yeah, it was.
Superb day. Superb day.
We did kick off Macworld, huh?
It is. No, it is. It's awesome. I mean, tomorrow we've got to go for speaker registration and stuff. And Adam says, you say we get a pack.
You get a swag bag, yeah.
That is so cool. I hadn't realised.
Yeah. Oh, we're going to Apple tomorrow as well.
Yeah, we're going to Apple. We're having
one lunch infinite loop
in the campus canteen, right?
Yeah. If we're lucky, we'll see Johnny.
Johnny, but I'm not allowed to talk to him, am I?
And we're not allowed to take photos either.
Yeah, we're not allowed to take photos apparently.
I just have to look hard and not wash our eyeballs.
I had plans of getting shed loads done today on the drive up to Petaluma. I've done nothing of it, so. We got no credits for the video podcast, so I'll have that done tomorrow morning, I hope. So, Steve Neighbour, if you're watching, the reason it goes on for 38 seconds is because of the video intro, so which of course you can't see because I haven't done it yet, but but no, the beer here's good. There's loads of IPAs, really hoppy beers. Christ, it's not, if you don't like your hoppy beers, it's not your place. But
we need more malt.
Yeah, malt beers were good. The Irish malt was good. Excellent.
But, the Americans are stuck on their flowery IPA beers.
They are. Christ, they are. But some of them got a bit much at the end. Some of them, that one, dumpster. Not dumpster.
we gotta get more malt over here.
Dubstep. That was really bitter. And
I like it, though.
We got a certain amount of tickets. Here we go, Cirque du Mac tickets.
Courtesy of Dan Hamilton.
So I haven't got to worry about the fact I've got a Windows phone and I can't get in otherwise because of my pass. But Jesus, how many did you get, dude?
I gotta give them out because I'm a host. See?
Okay, cool.
I'm hosting.
If you're in San Francisco and you need Cirque du Mac tickets, you need to walk up to Adam Christian.
Yeah, I'll hook you up.
And you have to mention BTN, otherwise you get nothing.
That's right.
You get a handshake and on your way. But you can get Cirque du Mac tickets. We've got loads of them. And Dave's playing in the band, right? He's a drummer.
Dave.
And
Brian Chaffin.
Yeah.
Dr. Mac. Bob Levitis.
Yeah, Dave was cool. We kind of bonded a bit over.
Oh, the hair.
The hair.
Chris LeBrine.
Oh, yeah. Chris Breen. Hair
of Chris LeBrine. See, been out in the pub too much. Chris Breen.
Yes.
Yeah, no.
His body of Breen. Does he bring body of Breen or is it just hair of Breen?
He's bringing it all. Chuck Latornis. Yeah.
So meet at Mel's for breakfast tomorrow at 8 o'clock. But Adam's not eating at Mel's every day. He refuses.
I might. They have bacon.
Yeah, we have proper bacon, so we won't have it.
Yeah, I'm just going to make an attempt not to piss off the waitresses tomorrow morning. That's all I'm aiming for.
So 8 o'clock at Mel's. Then 9 o'clock we're driving to the Apple campus for lunch, which I think we're going to be a while, and then we're going to register tomorrow afternoon at Macworld, and then back out drinking, I guess.
Yeah, so. Well, hopefully at some point I'll get to finish my presentation. That would be nice.
mine's done. But... guys, my wife is convinced I'm here just for a piss up and a jolly.
Well, that's kind of how it feels yeah. so far, I have to be honest.
And I've done absolutely nothing exactly to convince her otherwise.
We spent a day at Twit wearing our British Tech Network t-shirts. I think that's got to say something.
That's
we got
promotion.
Zero camera.
We pressed the flesh. We built bridges.
Promotions.
We were Boutros Ghali.
You just tell her we were doing promotional efforts today.
No, it wasn't much effort. I have to even that. I agree with it. Drove over the Golden Gate Bridge. That's off the bucket list now,
and
which
the
is cool.
Bridge.
And the Bay Bridge on the way back, which was two layers, which is pretty cool. Saw Alcatraz from the bridge.
You guys were on the news spam.
The news spam?
Yeah.
What was that?
Well, they redid the Bay Bridge.
Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah. So when I was a kid, I grew up in the Bay Area.
Right.
They rebuilt the Bay Bridge. So there was the old span, this is the new span, I think.
Cool. Yeah. No, it was great. It was good. Both bridges were great, and you got a great view of the bay. From
saw Alcatraz
from the really close up, pretty much from the Golden Gate Bridge, but Bay Bridge is a lot further out, and it's like two bridges, and to come back over, you have to kind of go out and around and then back in.
We went to a company that sold backpacks as well, but I forget the name of that company.
Stone Summit,
yeah, made good bags and stuff.
Paul Shadwell ordered a backpack off them, which is custom made, and he picked that up this morning. And it is nice. It's real nice. It's got like the crumpler thing where you zip open the front. And if my wife's watching, I'm not coming home with one. I have no weight limit left. I got to the airport the other day, so I weighed my bag, and I know I've got 23 kilo limit on the bag. So I stick it on my home scales, and it weighs 15 kilos. We're flying, absolutely brilliant. Put in a bit of extra stuff, and I'm not talking a lot, but got to the airport and put it on, and it's 22.9 kilos. like 0.1 of a kilo under the wire, so we were okay in the end.
You're not going to be able to bring anything back. Yeah, what about your Mac?
Well, no, because I've ditched all the shirts for you guys.
G4.
That's not the same weight as a Mac G4.
No. So if you come and watch the Mac show on Thursday on the show floor, and it's
Cube.
In the Cube, and I've got some T-shirts to give away with the tour that Paul's modelling here. Okay, so you've got to be at the show, but if you're at the show on Thursday at 3:30, you could win one of these shirts. Now, the thing is, if you're not a really fat bastard, it's not going to fit you. So
you only have XLs?
XXL? No, I've only got 5XL.
Just to clear anything up, I am not wearing a 5XL.
No, he's wearing a large.
Yeah, the 5XLs are not these ones. I am the only person that seems to have a large.
What'd you get for me?
You got a large.
Oh, no, sorry, but you and me are the two that have large.
Julie's got a medium. But I just thought, I need to buy something that fits everyone. So, I mean, these things look like a marquee on me. But I'm f***ed if I'm carrying them home. It's not happening. So,
you're going to have to edit them.
They don't fit. I'm not editing. They don't fit me. They don't fit me, so I'm just going to leave them here. And they're either going to go out to people in Macworld who are going to get like AO posters to fit them in, or they're going to use them for wash leathers for their car. That's so, but you know, I'm not bringing them back.
Night shirts.
Well, for three people, yeah.
Well, that could be fun.
You could have a menage a trois in these things and still have space to move.
Yeah.
I'm not taking them. I overpurchased them. I'm not taking them back. There's some long sleeve ones as well, though. So you could probably make them into something like a flotation device if you get stuck in water. But
if you sell-tape them together, you could transport jam.
That was my next thought. We can transport jam.
Really late here.
I actually, last night, I didn't sleep much thinking, how am I going to transport all the jam? I actually got it this morning. I googled jam transportation device.
And they said, British Tech Network t-shirts.
They've got them on Amazon, and you can get Prime on them totally. So look that up. Go to Amazon, put in jam flotation device. No, transportation device.
Transportation, it's not going to flood.
No, it's not going to flood.
That's a silly idea.
Neither's that business. So we're going to round up because it's like nearly 1 o'clock in the morning. And
we got to meet Paul in
we got
seven hours.
Yeah, for breakfast at Mel's, which we're not doing every day. But we've done it the last 2 days. But the thing is, you get 10% off, you see. If you go to Mel's, you get a voucher that gives you 10% off the following day. So.
And they use iPads to ring you up.
10% speaks volumes. So that's what I say. Superb. See you all tomorrow. We'll do another blog. We should be registered. We should have our speaker packs at that point. So we'll do like an unboxing of what you get if you're a speaker at Macworld. If Adam's right, it should be really cool. If Adam's wrong...
I'm right and I'm going to be envious and I'm going to steal something from you.
If Adam's wrong, we're going to be emptying the trash can here in the apartment and telling you that's what you get for a speaker's pack. Yeah, there we go. So see you all tomorrow. Thank you.
Goodbye.
By the way, you got to put this on the bucket list. This is awesome. You hate me all night, don't you? So we're back. Reason is, we forgot to tell you about the pole in our apartment. So over on the opposite side over there, there is a Batman pole.
We're not talking about an Eastern European.
What?
What the
A pole? Shit.
Oh, I'm slow. I'm American.
This apartment comes with a Bulgarian. We've got a Batman pole, and I kid you not. So there's two levels here, and there's the upper level is kind of half open like a studio apartment, but you can swing your legs over and you can come down the Batman pole. Now I haven't gone on it for fairly obvious reasons. Because it shook when Wheaters went on it, so I mean, knows what's going to happen if I'm on it. But Adam and Paul have both done it, and the video of them coming down the bat pole follows this.